By this point in the Florida citrus season, growers' thoughts turn naturally to the possibility of citrus freezes. A few professionals have weighed in on the possibility of a crop-damaging freeze this year. A report was circulated on December 19th that Harris Mann Climatology had indicated there's a strong chance of temperatures in the mid to upper 20s as far south as central Florida around the middle of January. Harris Mann is a long-range weather commodity and stock forecasting service, but temperatures in the mid to upper 20s are not necessarily bad news for citrus growers, since the rule of thumb is that citrus fruit is not damaged until temperatures are 28 or colder for 4 hours or longer. So temperatures even below 28 generally don't cause much harm to citrus unless they stay below 28 degrees for 4 hours or more. In early December, state climatologist David Zeerden told growers at a winter weather school in Tavares that a neutral weather pattern now dominates, meaning there's no indication whether weather will be colder or warmer than normal. However, he did note that Florida's most damaging citrus freezes historically have hit during such a neutral weather pattern. To prepare for the possibility of sub-freezing temperatures, most good growers have already checked their low-volume irrigation systems to make sure they're working well in case they need to use them for cold protection when grove temperatures are expected to get to 28 or below. Those who use diesel pumps to run irrigation have made sure the equipment is in good operating order and that they have plenty of fuel on hand to ensure the pumps can run for as long as is required. There's a whole science tied to citrus cold protection, and most growers who have been around for a while have it down pat. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.